Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here I am in the wind again, floating where it takes me, laughing and splashing in the summer sun, until the alarm clock wakes me. Then it's coffee and a kiss and two cigarettes, and I'm back out in the cold, cold weather, chasing my dream, but I just can't seem to rub two coins together.
Sing it.
Life ain't easy.
They never said it for me.
Life ain't easy.
Whoever said it's your day.
Life ain't easy. And nothing comes free. Free, free, free. Life ain't easy.
Tell me all about it.
Life ain't easy.
No, 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 no.
Life ain't easy. And nothing comes free. Don't understand the way my mind keeps drifting, and the Lord don't always lend a hand when my poor heart needs lifting. Is home and kids really all there is, or is there something better? And how much soul must a poor man sell to rub two coins together?
Another scandal or two on the fire. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I'm Bill.
I'm Chad.
I'm George.
I'm Lonnie.
Okie dokie. Hope it's just been another one of those weeks. I gotta kind of warn everybody, keep a close eye on the background of the things they're doing while you're being focused on other things. And that retrospect, I mean, I'm talking about while we're watching the Bergdahl case here and realizing just how Obama, the law means nothing to Obama. He'll do it his way, the law be damned.
And nobody can do nothing about it.
Nobody attempts to do anything about it.
Bullcrap. Just like what I'm seeing right now on TV about letting the five Muslims trading for one America. What's a traitor? When did we start, doing any kind of...
No, I got to tell you, this kind of reminds me of something else here. You see, a lot of people talked about the blind sheik, and the ambassador in Libya was supposed to be a trade deal for the blind sheik to get the blind sheik freed, but the two Navy SEALs showing up, throw the kink in everything. And here we are again. We've exchanged five radical Taliban leaders, Muslims, for one radical Muslim that denounced his citizenship and turned his back on his
When did we start doing any kind of trading with Muslims?
Looks like the president. This is the first time I ever known of that we actually struck a deal with terrorists who have actually killed people. And they're going to go back and kill some more people now, and somehow that would be okay because Obama did it. We're looking pretty sad.
Yeah.
We're looking at the Bergdahl thing, and it's the top thing on the news, taking up 24 hours, we're not seeing that behind the scenes we've got EPA trying to grab total control over all water, including water puddles.
And arming themselves.
But we've also got the EPA going after coal. We've got Obama pushing the climate agenda.
And then you got
behind the scenes here, so let's get a distraction out in front while we do all these things behind.
Well, then you got PETA with the stopping the fishing and the hunt.
Trying to.
Air Force, I seen that the other day.
It's craziness. It's like all hell, all the gates have been opened, and they're trying to flood us in every different direction.
Yeah, because they know they've been lying and cheating and scandals after another, and they're getting caught. They're going to try to shut everything down.
When the head of the FBI says, beware the government, you probably best
beware.
You've got an attack on free speech going on right now. You've got the food fight where Michelle Obama's going after potatoes and trying to dictate what our children eat. It does not dawn on this insolent woman, this self-centered, self-serving woman, that she has no say over anybody's children but her own.
Right.
Yeah.
You are not an elected official. You couldn't have won an election anyway. You're not an elected official. You have no legitimate power to tell our children what anything.
Yeah. There's somebody to change her plan.
Here
we are.
French fries, tater tots, hash browns.
That's English.
Oh, my God.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, my.
Potatoes in potato soup.
Then you got taters in beef stew.
You should have taters in every stew.
Well, come on.
Take potatoes.
What about vodka? They make that out of taters also.
I found it funny because, folks, we live in an area right now where local cities having a fight on if people have a chicken in their backyard or not.
Oh, yeah.
They've always had chickens or some kind of animals in the backyards in Seymour. Always.
So here we are from our point of views here from our area. We're looking at, you got Michelle Obama going after our potatoes, Dan Early in Seymour going after our chickens. And you just got to wonder, what the hell's next, the biscuits?
It's just ridiculous how far it's been going.
Let them call in, Lonnie. Who's called in?
And you got arrow code 812. Welcome.
It's Leah.
It's me.
Hi, girl. How are you?
Pretty good. Busy as always.
I'm sorry, they're not just going to holler about the biscuits. They're going to tell you how to cook the gravy. They're going to tell you what you can put in the gravy. Come on now.
Yeah. I just showed Chad something. I've been doing this radio show for several years now, 3 years or more. I'm not sure how long. But tonight, for the first time, I actually had to write down because there's so damn much stuff that happened in this last week that's going on behind the scenes. Well, they've got us focused on other things. Did you know that the taxpayers, are spending $120 million to give Medicare to illegals?
Yeah, I've seen that. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And look at the way the health care is working for our veterans.
Yeah. Well, that's out of the big scene right now because Bergdahl took that off the front page.
But it still happens. It doesn't matter if you take it off the page or not. It still happens, people.
Hey, that's murder charge.
That is murder.
It says my wife said today. she is surprised that the she will be surprised if the military does not turn on Obama.
They should turn on not just Obama. There's quite a few people. This is just,
you know, they're talking about
you want to cut
their pay, cap Catholicism, and the Christian radicals being domestic terrorists and shit like that. I mean, I hear a rumor in God We Trust coming off the 90s.
No, that's not happening.
I don't know about Supreme Court
just said it wouldn't happen.
You know, Bill, I kind of agree with something. I will not be surprised that the people in the military will not turn against him, and I'm surprised a lot of others won't. I read an article the other day. They stopped letting people in with tattoos. There's certain places they can have them, and they're supposed to get checked when they're in the military to make sure that those are in the places and not any other place. Are you kidding me? That was founded by – I mean, that's where tattoos originally came from.
You also got to look. They're trying to force our other people out of the military, and then they're telling
them,
you can come in.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Tattoos are – that's part of being in the military.
What does our elected not understand about the word illegal? Illegal.
They don't understand that illegal part.
You're going to take someone who's here illegally – teach him how to use guns and weapons.
To shoot us. That's what he wants to do.
It's like you're training your own demise.
Exactly.
They're trying for enough to.
Well,
everything
we're seeing, folks. Every little thing.
It's already written.
The grab for water, the grab to try to scare coal down, refusing to pass the pipeline. Then you've got trying to grab control over all the water, and then you've got them, you know, telling them in some places you can't grow gardens, and in other places you got to get taxed for rainwater.
Now you can't do Monsanto.
Right. Just think about that. Why would you pass something that says you can't do Monsanto?
Because their shit causes cancer and tumors and birth defects and no telling what else. It's a proven fact they did test on the mice, and actually they just do these little 3-month tests. Well, the symptoms don't start showing up until the 4th month. So they released all these mice that get tumors all over them, and it's supposed to be associated, like, with the women with breast cancer, that type of tumor. You know, it seemed like breast cancer was really rare, and all of a sudden, boom, it took off. Well, what happened when that took off?
Monsanto wants to control all the food.
Yeah,
because any money made off of food, they want to be making it.
Yeah.
And then you look at the Democratic Alliance, the top echelon of Monsanto, and it'll just flip you out. Monsanto might as well call themselves the Democratic Seed Company or whatever, because that's what they are.
You know, they made a video game, people, called Resident Evil, and then they made some movies about it, and that corporation was called the Umbrella Corporation. To me, that kind of reminds me of this Monsanto could go that way at any time because they do all that gene testing and stuff. You know,
let me tell you something.
They was talking about some of their, they got a seed, the corn that sterilizes the men and women. Now, why would you make something to sterilize people?
Well, you're wanting to depopulate the world.
That's exactly
right. You look, Bill Gates bought 500,000 shares of Monsanto last year. And right about the same time, George Soros bought $500,000 shares of Monsanto. Both of these guys are in all these big world depopulation summits and this and that. They both push for world depopulation. They both throw their money in behind the slugs called the Democratic Party. Both of them give more money to political contributions than the Koch brothers, but you don't ever hear nobody saying anything about that, do you?
Maybe some other people know that this depopulation is coming. Wasn't it China just up the ante on the childbirth again?
Yep.
Wonder why. Because that place is packed.
Well, what you can't convince people is that if they shrink the world down to about 1 billion to 500 million people,
you're only born as a need basis.
That's it. and all these elected that's pushing all these things for the Liberal Party stuff, every one of them, once they've served their purpose, the Pelosi's, the Boxes, the Reed, your entire family, they'll be wiped out. Not by us, but the very people they're serving. Because they will no longer serve a purpose. They will no longer be needed. But they're not bright enough to figure that out.
No, they want to force everything down our throats.
The chicken thing in Seymour, Indiana, where they're fighting over people having one or two chickens in their backyard.
And this is how stupid they are. They don't realize. They talk about, oh, well, one's going to wake me up the wee hours in the morning. I think it's pretty much the rooster just does the crowing and not the hen.
Right, but if that's the same, if you're going to use that as the rule of the fact, well, we can't have those chickens because the rooster's crowing, then by God, somebody should be out there muzzling every damn dog in the city so that the dog don't bark. Because to me, barking is more a distraction than a rooster crowing in the morning.
Hey, that's all they do in Seymour, too, bark all night long. I don't get mad at the dog, I get mad at the owners.
You can drive through Seymour at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning and see possums running through the middle of the town, up and down Main Street.
Yeah.
That should tell you something. If it was going to give the Southern Indiana an enema, you would stick the nozzle in Seymour.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the people, but in their elected.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that $9 million gateway out there.
Well, I got to ask a question. You want to outlaw people having a chicken in their yard. So what's next? Will you outlaw people wanting to have a garden? You see, folks, I've read Eichley's bylaws, their makeup of what they are about. I've read the Jackson County Comprehensive Plan, and I've read Agenda 21, and everything is falling right into place. All these things today, they're playing right along with it. The EPA and the things they're doing is all Agenda 21 with the illegals and ignoring the laws and stuff. Well, that's part of the destruction of our culture, the illegals and the asylum, I guess that's what they are, the Muslims that keep bringing in about 1.5 to 2 million a year.
They don't know even how many come across the border.
The attacks on free speech, the attacks on
Christianity. Yeah.
The attacks on our children with this Common Core crap. Common Core totally lacks common sense.
And now they're not feeding them enough at school to keep them active, so they're going to lack in the smarts category probably.
I kicked off a liberal today. He was saying, what good does it do to do all these things that you're trying to do on the climate if the rest of the world doesn't do it? And it's like, well, the United States needs to reduce their CO2, part. And I said, okay, then ship 30 million illegals home.
Yeah.
Better get rid of a large percentage of our CO2.
They
looked at me like I was nuts, like they didn't know what I was talking about.
This is illegal. They have better cars than we do.
Wait. Their face was like they didn't understand what I was talking about. And I said, oh, you don't know that when you breathe out, that's CO2?
Yeah.
And the look on their face then was like, but that's what we're dealing with. People who have no concept of what they're talking about when they say they're going to do away with CO2. I've got to ask you that question. I have never heard anyone answer me yet. What is the amount of CO2 needed in the atmosphere to maintain the healthiest plant life? Answer me that question. And then let's see where we're at.
Because the grass
needs it. I can't say we're over.
The grass needs it.
I guarantee you we're under it.
Need it. Trees need it.
We're under it.
The fruit trees need it. I mean, the grapevine. You name it.
Yeah,
everything
all
needs
of it.
It
needs it.
What about the bees?
Killing
them, Monsanto.
Exactly. Yeah, when you kill off the bees, well, that's,
Nobody else outdoors, my thumb, can grow anything because nothing gets pollinated. So therefore, we can throw from inside.
Right.
They got a pretty good plan there, don't they?
can't control one thing. They can't control God's regular flowers, what grow.
You don't understand. God's flowers that grow require those bees to pollinate.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you wipe out the bees,
then
you can't grow crops and stuff. What you got to do is the only people that will have seeds and stuff will be these genetically altered crops that Monsanto has. And there you are. You're getting sterilized. You're probably getting a cancer. You know, Monsanto also puts out the largest amount of pesticides in the world.
Yes, for years.
Every one of us has eaten Roundup when we buy food in the grocery store. It's getting to be...
I've had Roundup ass.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi,
hey,
Andy.
Yeah, I got a couple seconds. Yeah, that I love the opening stuff I just heard, but because I know what you're going through with this stuff. I mean, the CO2 levels and all that stuff and the nonsense. I was listening. I'm at the polls, so I've got a couple seconds, but I'll try to catch you guys in archive. One of the guys on the radio was just going nuts on this case with that guy that was released to us, and he was a deserter man. Even the Washington Times and all these different papers are like going bonkers on this story because it's going to be huge. It's unbelievable.
The only people cheering about this is the Taliban.
Yep.
Well, they're laughing about us all the way to the mine.
Yeah. The inmates are running the asylum.
It made Obama bigger in their eyes. See,
oh,
he's not worried about us.
It's confirmed. It's confirmed the fact that he is one of Muslims, brother.
He is. I bet he's one of the lead people in the Muslim Brotherhood.
Egypt claims he is. I would not be surprised.
There's so much stuff here.
Even more on his foreign student stuff's come out and everything else. So many lies, and there are so many people involved, and I know a lot of people, I hate to even think of it. The folks, there are people who need to be punished for this, and the only punishment there I can think of is truthfully, there are people that for this treason and for everything that they've done to try to undermine our country and our way of life and our culture and stuff, these people, life in prison is too good. Make an example out of them. Either way, I don't care. I mean,
for veterans.
Well, you could get a lot of volunteers, guaranteed. But it's not one person that's doing this.
No.
And it's probably not even the ones that you see.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi. They're just dumbasses. Soros, the Maurice Strong, the Rothschild, those kinds of people that you're not even seeing and everybody in between and around them. Those are the ones that are doing all this manipulating of every bit of this stuff, not just here in the United States, but globally.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to not get our country awake, we've got to wake up the globe. And I'm proud when I look out there and I see there's Tea Party groups in all these other countries. That tells me that the globe is waking up.
I see a lot of them don't tread on any flags.
We get tired of not making it.
Hey, maybe he's trying to run for Taliban leader. Maybe he's trying to show the Taliban leaders he can take over when he's out of here.
There he goes.
He's showing how miserable he can run it here, and then he can go vote him in there.
They botched the attempt to hand the sheik over for the ambassador, so maybe this is his way of making it up. Well, I'll give him back this traitor and let all you guys go. But this was his first step in Guantanamo. You watch. Somehow, some way, he's going to empty Guantanamo and return all these people to the battlefield.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, the sad part, no one's going to do anything about this. I would be shocked if Cruz and Rand and the rest of them don't do something. But, you know, I mean, I'm not holding my breath. I'm just not.
What can they do? What can they do? The deck has been stacked against them.
See, if I'm going to break the law.
Yeah, you're right.
I was just reading the screen. Well, when Dianne Feinstein, even Dianne Feinstein says he broke the law,
that's
when one of the biggest liberal commentators comes out and says he broke the law. I mean, but he's broke the law with immigration. He's broke the law with...
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
there's a huge list.
List of laws he's broken. Well, what good are laws if they're not followed and obeyed? And it has to be by everybody. How does he...
He's not even setting an example. I'm going to go out and tie something.
Well, the president... It don't matter which one it is. It don't matter
who he supports.
None of them.
He supports the radicals in our streets, and he supports the radicals around the globe.
Yep.
Look at his role in Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, and
I'm looking at them guys right now, and I
Syria.
See all them guys come back and try to.
In every one of those instances, he has gave financial support and aid to radical Muslims.
Yep.
Al Qaeda link.
Yep.
Don't forget the weapons running.
Yeah. All weapons. Why they were trying to take our weapons away, they're giving the Muslim Brotherhood.
A lot of blood on our hands.
Ain't that a crock of crap? And now there's...
It's a slap in the face that you go out here and do this to free this traitor. You ain't lifted a single finger thing about the soldier, the Marine. In Mexico.
Yeah.
No, of course not.
But you can allow 30 million illegals to cross that border, and I'm not saying they're all Mexicans, but Mexicans, technically, let's be honest, Mexicans let those others come and use the border to cross.
Yeah.
They can't tell me they don't know they're doing it.
They know.
Oh, I know.
You know, there you go. And we got one person... We can't get them to give us to let one person go.
I know, it's horrible.
Is there any truth to the Mexican gangs trying to run off all the black people in Southern California?
I haven't heard that one. I've been kind of incognito, and I gotta run because I'm gonna be inundated with people because they're getting off work. So tomorrow I have got a jam-packed one with news of California, election results, the Agenda 21 stuff. I mean, it's jam-packed. So, I mean, it's going to go on for days. So you guys have a blessed day, and I will see you tomorrow.
You too.
See you tomorrow.
Folks, they're attacking our kids and their educations with this Common Core. They're stealing our grandkids' futures by running up debts that can't be matched or can't be handled. I mean, you can't pay the interest on the debt you got. You don't go out and borrow more money.
True.
And that's what we have in our government. And it's both sides of the aisles that have done this to us. Both sides of the aisles have got us in this mess. And just because you've got a handful of people, Rand Paul or whoever, Ted Cruz, or just a handful of people like that have been arguing and fight stuff. But what's got is the rest of them sit there on their asses indifferent.
That's because that's going to get in the way of patting their pocket.
Well, that's the only way I can see it.
The only way I see.
And, again, we come right back to then the insider investing and trading. Now, they're going after a golfer for insider investing. When every one of these damn politicians participate in insider investing and trading, why do we allow that?
That's true.
That allows the corruption to enter into our political system, our government. And that's where we're at. When these people can profit off of holding their office and sitting there because they can direct the money and the flow of stuff. Exactly. And that's what a poor barrel spending and an earmark is. It's a bribe to somebody to get their vote for something. And that's, If you don't believe me, go look at how many in Robert Byrd's area and see how many statues and things are named after him. Every one of those things was taxpayers' money spent to do it.
All the money the government has, taxpayers' money.
Well,
90% of it.
It kills me at how many taxpayers don't realize that.
There's a lot of them now.
But you still got all these out there that's going to be out there, give me, give me, give me. I shouldn't have to do this, and I shouldn't have to. But you know what, people? Those are the ones who should be cleaning up the trash and everything else. And if they refuse to do anything, then you just throw them in prison. Because, you know, that's where their life is. You don't have to just do whatever.
What they want.
Three meals in a cot, that's what you got. You want this kind of government that you're helping to bring in where you're told when, what, how to do everything? Hey, prison's your ideal utopia.
I don't need the government to tell me where I need to work, how to take care of my kids, and what I can eat, or
you know,
where I can
when
live.
A guy built a little chicken house in his backyard, keeps his chicken in. He hauls his chicken manure away. He keeps everything clean around there and everything else.
Or all the neighbors come running for the chicken food for their garden.
And,
you don't understand.
Yeah. Now, what they're trying to do, you can bet that the people pushing this, that Dave Early in some way is vested or tied to somebody who's pushing this, who doesn't want this. Because if you, as they found out last week when they had their little council meeting, there was way more people showed up than they expected, way more. And they were mostly, by far, on the side of the chicken.
Yep. They were
just a handful and one councilman, Dave Early, pushing it. And that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be surprised to find out that somehow they're tied into something that would benefit by shutting down the chicken process. And because I say that is because I see a government that is doing that same methodology, trying to shut down oil that are invested in the green energies.
And
Pelosi's brother-in-law, Feinstein, Boxer, Waxman, Al Gore, all these people. Al Gore's made a crap load of money off of a lie, pushing a lie. Will he ever be held accountable?
Nope.
Yes, he will. Maybe not by us. Maybe not by us. But he's dumber than rocks if you think he doesn't pay for it at the end.
Every single body will fall to their knees.
Well, every knee shall bow.
Yes. Every knee shall bow, no matter who it is. I know I will.
And now there's questions coming up. You know, there's a lot of questions that can't be answered, folks. Not by our elected, because they'll speak for 5 hours to avoid answering the question yes or no. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I saw this firsthand at Golden Foundry within a union, where this one guy would stand up and speak. He talked for 10 minutes, big words and everything, but he wasn't saying nothing. But everybody, these older guys, was, wow, he's so smart and all this stuff.
Yeah.
He was these big words. And then one day that guy said, and I saved the union $60,000. Me being dumbass said, where's it at? Well, he couldn't answer that. Well, if you saved $60,000, where's it at?
You should know where it's at.
He couldn't answer it. And the union understood then, this guy is nothing but a bullcracker. He's just being fed up a line of bulls and having his own thing. Truth was, him and the other union guys went to Las Vegas and blew that money, save a dime.
It wasn't their money to go blow.
Exactly. That's neither here nor there now. That place is gone. And they
oh, yeah. Out. That union, but that's how people think.
We have too many people out here that are all trying to put themselves at the front of the line. They don't care who gets hurt in that process. Do you actually think that these Democrats that are out here and screaming about income inequality, if people start taking away from them put them down to what they were going to be at whenever it was all said and done, it'll never happen. You're never going to get Soros to give up his all that money. You're not going to give Gates to.
Nope.
Or Pelosi, or Reid, or Buffett, or Bloomberg. Yeah, these people are not going to. They're fooling you to the max.
But they want you to share their wealth.
They'll get out there and talk about all this stuff, but folks, the only wealth that they're worried about is their own. They have been padding their pockets for years off of you, and they will continue to.
And they may say they care about the American people. But they really don't. They only care about exactly what Bill just said.
You got guys like Al Sharpton, who has made a fortune off of bilking black people, pushing race issues, trying to create, he's a race, he's made a career and a fortune off of being a race baiter. But he don't pay his taxes, and you don't see Obama sending the nobody after him.
Most of the people have
$2.3 million in back taxes and. Where's the government with armed weapons going after him? Where's the government with armed weapons going after Warren Buffett for his over $1 billion in back business back taxes?
That double standard,
huh?
Why aren't they seizing their property?
Yeah,
they would sure take a mom and six kids out of a house.
Well, exactly.
You know what I mean?
They sure would. We've seen them do it.
They're not getting nothing.
But the rest of these people, Charlie Rangel could get by with. Tax evasion charges was brought up on him how many times? 5 to 6 times now at least? Yet they don't do nothing. You let one average citizen evade taxes 6 to 7 times,
you're
get caught and stuff. I don't care if they can pay a tax. They're still going to end up in jail.
You're in jail. Like I just said, it's that double standard.
Unless you're an illegal.
Well, then
you get a pass.
Or Muslim.
Well, true. There's a collision coming in this country. Maybe, I don't know how far into the future, but it ain't far away, I'm telling you. It's when the Muslim ideology and Sharia law, when that train crashes against the gay and homosexual train.
I believe Muslims were the first ones to sell the slaves.
Yes, they were. And they still, actually,
they're probably going to do it again.
And they're still doing it today. They haven't stopped. They're still doing it today. Look at the Sudanese girls.
Nothing's been done about that?
No. The Hebrews were slaves. Everybody that the Romans conquered was slaves. I mean, it's been that way throughout history. But only one group is being totally held and always being made, trying to be made accountable and somehow being trying to be built that you owe these people today who were not slaves, never were slaves, but somehow you owe them a living.
I mean, don't get me wrong. What they did.
If you're going to start all this kind of.
When it was wrong.
If you're going to start all this kind of stuff, then you start at the very beginning. You start with the ones who actually did the enslaving. That's where you start. But they don't want to do that. They want to give them a free pass.
Because that was their home.
Why?
Because it was black.
Because it was black.
That's who chose them in.
Muslim, Arab, black. And that's why. But that's where you should start, because isn't that the truth where the guilt started? Was it what, they were the ones to enslave them? Then they were the first ones to sell them.
Well, if they acknowledged that, they wouldn't be special no more.
You can't be special just because you are? I mean, I've never thought that skin color made anybody special. What made you special was who you was inside.
Yep. Amen.
What kind of character you had, what kind of person you were.
We're all kind of special.
I don't know. I just know this. I see, and I predicted this in a way when I said that the closer they get, if they fear losing in any way, they will start rushing things at us. And folks, they're rushing. They are rushing things under the table in the back. In the back aisles and everywhere else.
They're trying to get it stirred up on purpose so that they can try to throw out that martial law.
They may be trying to do that, but
that's
another way, I think they're just trying to keep us focused on certain things while they do all these other things.
Slide of the hand.
Because once they got all these other little things into place, then that other thing that you're arguing about doesn't mean nothing. No. They've already done everything in the background to do it. And we, cap and trade was shot down by our Congress. Yet, here we are, Obama's going right around Congress. Now, folks, let me tell you something. He's not the first person that did one of these sleight of hands like this.
But did he any time?
See, Bill Clinton, Agenda 21 was shot down in our Congress. Bill Clinton went around our Congress and signed on to it at the UN as sustainable development.
Just changed things.
And signed on to it without going through Congress. Obama has done this already several times, signed things without going through
several.
And law, they keep talking, you know, we talked about the whole Bergdahl case, and he broke the law the way he did this. Yet, let's be real, he has broken the law on so many things, and do you see anybody really standing up and pointing all these different things out? I don't see no one standing up and telling the truth about the immigration issue.
Yeah.
At the cost.
No. Because that'll hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason they won't say that.
We can talk about, oh, so many hundred people died here, so many hundred people died there. Let me tell you, you start looking at the death at the hands of illegal aliens year by year for the last 10 years, and then you tell me that America's owning guns is the problem.
Only reason America owning guns is the problem is so because they can't take us over with us having guns.
Well, you'll
that's
have
the whole reason they want to try to take them away, because then they can take us over. But I got news for them. We don't have to have guns. It'll help.
They have weakened our military. They have broken the morale of the military. They have funded our enemies and armed our enemies. They are attacking everything about our culture and trying to change it into who knows what. Well, I don't know if it's even that. You see, in the end, they think they're going to control them too. They're a pawn. They're just like the illegal. They're a pawn. They're a pawn in the game. Well, if you can get a big war going, Christians and Muslims, at the end of it, all you got to do is kill whoever's left, and you kill everything then. You wipe out the two religions, two main, you know, bunch of factions there, and what you got left is whoever's left will be worshiping the collective. They will set themselves up like some kind of gods or
then
something.
Then people will pay.
That's what
I ain't
going
to make them pay.
But
they will
you know, if you read the book, you know, they never succeed.
No, they don't.
They don't succeed.
That's what I'm saying. They have to take care of it. We just have to hold ground until we get here.
I don't think you're going to be able to make a world with 100% absolute, no free-thinking people in it. There's going to be one, at least, that's going to be a free thinker. And one free thinker is a problem. Because that one free thinker can awaken others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they fear. They fear that the public will wake up and realize they're padding their own pockets. They're setting up rules and laws so that they have total control over us. We are nothing more than but servants to the collective, to the elitists. And those in between will be eliminated. You're already seeing that. They can say what they want. But there, Obama has been the biggest destruction power against the middle class that I've ever seen. And they want more of it.
The United States, that affects.
Some of the globe is in trouble financially. Because you have all these other socialist types of countries set up.
Muslims took over. And then there's other.
No, the problem is somehow people who get in power somehow think that gives them a free pass to fill their pockets.
Yep. Why everybody else suffers. In everything.
And everybody else is okay to fill their pockets.
And
you always see, you see the arrogance, like in Michelle Obama, when she comes out and demands that we got to do this and we got to. Who in the hell does this woman think she is?
Yeah, remember we heard the other day that she can pass a bill.
She can't pass nothing.
I know. That's what we heard.
She had to backtrack.
And it's like,
She had to backtrack on a statement she made because she said she was elected, but she had to go back and say, no, I wasn't. Like, no, you weren't elected.
No, she's just alive.
You really hold no power other than over your own children. You may have influence over your husband. I don't know. I know this. If you don't, I don't know how, because you could surely out arm wrestling.
Well, yeah. I bet she'd beat him up.
But
to be honest,
for her to come out with her arrogance and stuff, like, because she says that we should all do it. You aren't no queen. And you're not a goddess. You're actually...
There's only one person.
All you are is the president's wife. That's it.
Right.
Smile real big. That's it. Smile real big, and I'd be a little quiet the way you run around spending the taxpayers' money.
Oh, yeah.
Here, there.
All in vacation. Nice, beautiful vacations. Who needs 14 to 20 daggone vacations a year?
Yeah. Well,
or maybe even 30, because they both.
It's not the fact that she might go on. The fact is that everyone in vacation costs us taxpayers millions of dollars.
Yeah. And we're the ones that go down there.
And here we are out here, and we can't afford to go to the state fair, you know?
Yeah. It is. It's sad.
Yeah. I can't go camping this year because I don't think I'm going to be able to afford gas for my RV.
See? There you go. That kind of stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
But this woman can, I mean, and while she attacks our children and their food, you should look at what her children are eating. Then you should look at what she eats.
Yeah, but they're going to dictate what we eat.
I guarantee you that woman doesn't pass us no list.
They want to dictate. Do they really think that the jets that they take on their vacations help the pollution?
Well, that already showed me they weren't interested in that when I made my suggestion.
I guarantee you anything, the president and his followers ain't riding in anything that's green.
See,
look how the biofuels work now. We already know the biofuels are 7% more toxic to the environment than gasoline. But do you see anybody out here trying to stop the bio industry? It's all because of who is invested in what. You can bet. There's no backlash against the bio industry simply because who the collectives are, who's collecting the profits from it. And if we knew that, then there would probably be some agreement. That's just like the carbon exchanges and the green energy. If everybody can see the list of all the electives and their investment and their cronies' investment, there would be a revolution. They would realize that Bernie Madoff was a choir boy when it came to scamming the people.
Oh, wow, yeah. There's too many scandals going on.
Well, like I said, just pull up, throw another couple of scandals on the fire. I guarantee you by next week there will be at least 3-4 more.
Oh, yeah.
And this stuff's going to keep coming at us, folks.
They are going to get desperate.
The closer it gets and the more that they see that the polls and the stuff and the things that are already out are hurting them. Well, they're trying to finish off something. Something they started, and now they're trying to finish it off. And it started off with George Bush Sr. Went through Clinton, went through GW, and now it's Obama. Both it's the same pile of crap playing at you. They're coming at you from two different sides. Yeah. One's been shoveled over there, and one's been shoveled over there. All of them are fighting for control and power over us. All of them are filling their pockets off of insider investing and trading, using their position to influence.
That ain't nothing but a case of poo parade. Smells good on top, but under the surface, just stinky.
It's money laundering. They're money laundering the taxpayers' money to benefit them, never want profiting from it.
You don't see none of that they can pay.
And they want to still take more weight.
And we saw another whack and the Tobacco Union, which is total tax. You know, there are miners' unions. I don't know how many staffs at the back of the union's got to get before they realize you're just useful pawns. Your leaders are idiots because they've led you into the situation where you're being used as useful pawns. Your money that you give to them is great, but you're going to get burned by the health care law. You're getting burned by this coal attack against coal and oil. You're going to get burned, you know, on several other issues, on the core stuff. It's just kind of that. He has no loyalty but to himself and his pocket. The unions were a useful tool, and he'll continue to use them as long as they let him.
That going around Congress, I just don't understand why Congress is so stupid. I mean, they're in cahoots with him, but they ain't doing anything about it.
Well, GOP controls Congress. Why aren't they standing up and saying something? Saying, what can you do when Obama threw Holder? Hell, he's armed every three-letter organization in the government that there is, the FDA, the IRS, EPA, the HHS. I mean, he's arming everybody. You got to ask the question what some of these people need with armed weapons.
Yeah, in armored vehicles.
Yeah. Look, not at all. Why are they buying up all the ammo that they're buying up? They're still trying to buy up. Why are they, you know, I have guys.
It's okay to have a gun as long as you're a government employee.
I've seen a few people reporting on seeing UN vehicles in our country driving on our roads and stuff. If you go look at some of these places, camps like over at Atterbury, or not Atterbury, but over at Butlerville, you find out that there's foreign troops there. And that's not just there. That's all over. Why are we allowing all these jihadi training camps on our
train to fight at?
I'm not. Well, if I knew one around here, they wouldn't be. But anything to do with it. And I know my neighbors wouldn't either.
But the government is letting them do it. They've done it.
They protected them.
Yeah.
Now they are. They never used to.
Look how they did in Detroit where they tried to go after the people for freedom of speech and Christian. Up for another little deal that they ended up getting sued and they backed off real quick. But, yeah, they were kissing up to the Muslims. Minnesota might as well be Muslim. And it's getting that bad in other places. States where they've turned down taking Sharia law, but they've had the battle to turn it down. Now, I'd like to know how many of them dumb gays in those states was battling on the side of Sharia law.
Well, I'm sure
not being smart enough to know that if you get Sharia law, you get beheaded. If you're a woman and you're fighting for those issues, well, then you're going to cover up and shut up.
Get stoned.
Or get stoned.
Or fingers cut off.
Sexually
mutilated.
Acid thrown in your
toes. Who have no skin. Yeah.
Well, they fear us. They
fear
the establishment GOP fears us just as much as the other spirits, simply because we don't follow their path.
No. We speak the truth.
Yeah, we're not worried about patting our pocket. No. Unless we're worried about you taking out of our pocket.
Then our kids' pocket. Then
I can't reach back to touch my wallet without some politician's hand being in the way.
Oh, yeah.
And it just continues and continues. I can't understand why others don't see this. I see so many people in articles about loving their family, loving their kids, loving their parents, loving this, loving that. And not a one of them has it occurred to you that if you love them, then why the hell ain't you fighting trying to save them?
Yeah.
Trying to save what's left. If you love your children, why ain't you standing up out here and saying, just hold on with this Common Core and the
food grab.
Yeah. If you love your family and your spouse and your, you know, siblings and your parents and all this and that, and why ain't you fighting out here standing and fighting and bitches trying to save their freedoms?
Because, I mean, look at the deal. They're letting them die in the hallway.
Well.
It's just ridiculous. Some of the people that went and fought for our freedom.
But they're also the same veterans that if you try to do something crazy in the country, would take up arms to fight you.
Oh, amen.
So that's the reason they're going to let them die off, Chad.
Okay.
They wish the old would die off because they want the indoctrinated younger generation because they've already indoctrinated them pretty much to a point.
Well, I'm ruining their chances on that.
And
I'm spreading the news every teenager, every 20-year-old, every 30-year-old, I'm spreading the news of their crap. So they can go ahead and try to push their whatever agenda. I'm going to keep speaking out. We've got to, because if not, they're just going to take us totally over, and this ain't going to be America, the land of the free.
Well, you know, you got this ideology in this country of where all these people live. I'll just sit back and let it go on, they won't bother me.
Because it's not affecting them.
Those are the same kind of people that they get an argument, get in a fight or something. They're thinking, well, if I don't hit him, he won't hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can't understand why they got a black eye.
Because they got hit.
Because they wouldn't shut their mouth. It's a craziness. The things that go on today would not have been allowed to go on in the past.
Mm-hmm. No. Everybody would have been out in the street. The last true great Democrat, if there ever has been one,
the last true great Democrat would have been John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And Kennedy saw through all this stuff. Kennedy was for lower taxes. Kennedy was going to expose the power that was trying to take control of everything 2 days before he died, a week before he died, something like that. You know, and you don't see that today out of the Democratic Party. I would be ashamed to be a Democrat and have Harry Reid as in represent me in any way, or Pelosi.
Us too. I'd be ashamed even.
That's my jacket.
The two we're naming here. If we was to go look at their investments that they got, obtained office. Since they obtained office, their very first office of stuff, let's see what investments they got that they had a say in the outcomes of things.
Yeah, we're getting sold out from anybody. Getting their own votes cut.
I've seen it.
You vote for them, they turn around and stick a knife in your back.
Well, if you want to turn a good man into a corrupt man, you make him a politician.
Yeah.
I was an old Western I was watching the other day, and somebody said something. And I would have changed the line just a little bit. It says, you don't need to think. So the cowboy says, I'm sorry, but I need to think not being a lawyer or a politician. And that's so true, you know. I don't see what they're thinking. I hear some of the stuff coming out of their mouths. I'm thinking, why ain't anyone sitting there saying, wait a minute. A guy trying to tell me, well, the coal, doing what he's doing to the EPA is doing to the coal won't cost the cost of electricity to rise to southern Indiana.
Sure.
He's an idiot. He went to IUPUI. He knows something, even though he don't have a science degree.
It's all on glasses.
And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I went to Canada State and I got a master's degree in biophysics, and my degree tells me that you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Half of them want to climb into global warming and all that crap.
But look at their statistics. And then look, 15, 20 years ago, these people were screaming how we was going to be flooded and all of the things. And they have not been right on nothing. And if you go back and look at the chart on it all, the rise of temperature that they claim and the true rise of temperature that there's been, our temperature's been pretty flat, going way up. Our temperature's been pretty flat. But how many people do you think out there is investing time to make the money off the green
climate
thing? Folks, I think if you come up with anything, somebody will come out with a way to try to scam on it.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Simple fact.
The funniest thing I've seen on the global warming people is when they tried to take up there at the pole.
Antarctica.
Yeah, Antarctica, and they got their boat frozen.
Three of them.
Three of the boats. Frozen in, and, well, one of the boats was the ice chipper what came in.
Well, guess me, is they're out today screaming, and the ice is, and the ice is melting. The ice is bigger than it was.
Yeah.
I mean,
they said the Great Lakes got summer ice this year.
Still do.
Yeah.
Yeah. They think nothing about going out there and bald-faced lying to the public and saying, oh, the ice caps are smaller than they were. Well, that's a bald-faced lie. Remember when they said that about the polar bears? And that turned out to be a bald-faced lie. I read something recently that said, well, they did that for the... They knew that it wasn't true when they did it. Ice core samples.
Yeah.
Geologic history. Everything of all of these sciences say that their global warming crap is just that. It's bullshit.
It's bullshit because it's a cycle.
It's made up to try to profit off of the people. It is a scam.
Everything they try to say is a scam. The health care is a scam.
And they're using this. The climate thing is a basis, one of the big bases involved with Agenda 21, gathering control over stuff. They were going to give them control over the water, control over this, control over that.
Control over the rural community.
It's going to dictate that all the people got to move into the cities and this kind of things and all this and that. This is how it fits into Agenda 21. It's to help them establish control over us by putting us in places where they control us.
And easily off us.
Easily get rid of us if they want to, true. But they also could control who we're around and stuff. You won't be able to talk because they'll be recording everything wherever you're at.
You'll have your steel mill workers, you'll have your farmers, you'll have your doctors. Just certain areas of the United States will be populated probably for
mission force.
Yeah, whatever product they're needing, you know.
And the ones setting up in their ivory towers will have made it. They will have wiped out the middle class. They will have wiped out 3/4 of the world's population or more and set themselves up as idols. I don't know how else, gods, idols, whatever, to where they rule and the rest of us, anyone who's left will be nothing but servants to them. You will be told where to go, when to go, how to go, who you can talk to, when you can talk to them, if you can talk to them, what to eat, when to eat, when to sleep, where to sleep, where to live.
People, do you want to be like that?
What you can and can't have. That's what you're bringing on by support, letting these politicians on both sides of the aisle bring us into this Agenda 21 fiasco. And folks, they are running us into it right now at full bore. I can't imagine, and I guarantee you by next Tuesday, I'll have at least 3 more things on here that they have started pushing to show you that they're going after their agenda because they fear it is in their minds now that they may lose.
Because we're getting onto the bullshit. Sorry for my language.
It's all a sham. It's all been a sham. Maurice Strong was the one that came up with the global warming theory. The problem he had was figuring out how he was going to do it because he couldn't use solar because they couldn't control it. He couldn't use water moisture because he couldn't control it. So they went to the next thing, carbon. And the truth is, you won't get not a single one of these global warming alarms. You won't get a single one of them to tell you how much CO2 is permissible.
Hold on.
Or how much does it take to maintain a healthy plant life?
See, it'll prove their law. It'll prove their liar. And they won't want to do that.
Exactly.
People, I plant plants and trees and stuff every year being there. I can tell you all about that. It takes that crap. The plants have to have all that.
Your government has
everything.
there's some underground labs and stuff where the government grows produce or whatever, they grow plants and stuff. And in those very labs, they spray the plants with CO2. Imagine that. They spray these plants with CO2. That's the government. So now you tell me again, CO2 is so bad, why are they spraying the plants with it? Because, idiots, plants got to have it to live. And to maintain a healthy plant life, you would give it CO2. You would feed it. So when you cut off the food to the plants, you cut off the plants, and you cut off life. So all these herbalists that want to eat vegetarians and stuff that are supporting this agenda, they're shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
And to me, it's kind of ironically funny that someday they'll probably die from starvation because there won't be no plants left.
Being honest, the brain's supposed to have so much feed in the first place.
Well, you can't tell these people that a human being is an omnivore.
You eat plants. Yeah.
That is what you are. No matter how you try to change that, you are genetically an omnivore.
Yeah, why? Because your body needs those nutrients that a variety of foods will provide. If we was
you need the minerals out of the minerals out of the meat.
We wouldn't have incisors. All that.
Let me explain something else to you. Eating a strict vegetarian diet usually makes a person very docile. Exactly what they're at. They're not worried about the meat stuff. They're trying to make you docile. Easier controlled. And that's what it's all about, is being able to put you into a position that anything they say, you don't question it.
You just do it.
You just do it. And you hurry to do it because you want to please them.
And that's why they don't like us, because we question.
You can't survive unless they tell you what to do and when to do it and how to do it.
Yeah, because they think that you're dumb. Realize.
They think that they think you're too smart. That's why they're trying to tell you down. That's their problem. And they're starting to run into it with the millennials, because the millennials are starting to say, wait a minute, this crap you're trying to tell me and feed me bullshit. I'm a kid and I know better than that. You're seeing them start to lose the grasp on the millennials. The sad thing is about the illegals is that they're promising them, oh, we'll give you this, that, this, that, this, that. But at the same time, they're going to make slaves out of it. Now, I'm like this, get in line, come the legal way, and I want to know what we can do to help you. What can we do to help them turn their country around where their country's working, staying working in?
Sure.
Coming here is not solving the problem there.
I think if we
you've got to go back
anywhere,
and solve. They've got to go back and solve the problem there.
I think if we go
there's about 30 million illegals in this country. There's around 30 million illegals in this country. I say we line them all up down there, and then we send them rushing the border into Mexico to take their country, the ones that are from Mexico, to take their country back and establish something decent that works for the people. By the people and other people.
Really?
And then take it on down through the others. To continue it.
That doesn't go on
the problem we have is, even here in our country, we the people are supposed to be in charge. But somehow our elected have turned it around to where they think that they are in charge. No. As I check, it's my taxes that you use to earn a paycheck. You're paid out of my taxes.
It worked for us.
My taxes pay your paycheck. You work for me. For you. You work for us.
Yeah.
And they have totally blown that around where they look at it. Look at Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi. Look at Boxer.
People.
Look at some of these people. They think that they, we're supposed to just look, whatever they say, we're not supposed to say nothing. If they say shut up, you're supposed to shut up. If they say jump, you're supposed to jump. Who the hell do they think they are?
They tell us a bald-faced lie. We're supposed to just not question it and just believe exactly what they said. That's what happened. Like the Benghazi, where they won't tell us the truth.
Not allowed to think on your own.
Not allowed to think on your own.
That's why they don't like free thinking. That's why they want to dumb you down.
That'll get you reconditioned.
Yep.
Let go, stop.
Yeah. You'll be in therapy, bud.
They don't do waterboard.
You know, and it's like the farm thing, where they're talking animals. You know, we eat cows, I'm guessing. China, instead of trying to wipe out the cows because of the CO2, how about we sacrifice all these damn unwanted dogs and cats? Get rid of them. Because they're exhaling and breathing CO2 out.
And they, we don't feed them. I mean, we don't.
I'm not saying all of them. But you know what I'm saying. I live in the country, folks. And it ain't nothing for me to see 30 dogs in a week.
Oh.
That somebody has dumped out here running up down the road. If I call the dog catchers to come and get them, they won't do it.
Well,
do you know what they tell me, folks? They tell me to shoot it, bury it on my own property.
But now if you shoot it and it runs on the neighbor's property, then you go to jail.
No.
You get in trouble.
You get in trouble, maybe.
I don't
know about that.
Animal cruelty, maybe.
No, you'll get fined because my brother-in-law did it. That's, remember the big old deal?
Well, I didn't know what came out of that, no, but,
you know,
I like it. It ain't the dogs that created the problem. It was humans and the puppy mills, and then it's the people who's out here and they want a dog. They didn't use no serious stance to realize that. Really, at the time, they really probably couldn't afford a dog, and they didn't realize what it entails taking care of a dog and things, so they go out and they dump them.
Sure.
And then, you know, and eventually we have an overpopulation of dogs and cats right now. They can say all these lovers and say what they want. But we do.
Well, yeah, we do. I love animals, but we do.
I don't know what to do to curtail this when you just got in. I don't begrudge culture their ways. Korea, they're dog eaters. In India, they don't eat cattle.
Because they depend on the
food. Right. But the thing, point is, it's their cultures. I don't go there and try to change their culture.
No, because that's out there. That's
and it really upsets me that so many think they can come here and change ours.
Or
that we have elected trying to change our culture that we've had for how many hundred years now into something
that America is not.
Well, I know what we're based on, formed on, shit you're doing now. That's the reason it ain't working no more.
And that's why we're seeing so much new craziness. I mean,
greed.
It's always about greed. The UN needs to be thrown out of the country and defunded. They're only working for their goals. There again, there you got a bunch of people at the UN who's padding their pockets. What are they really doing? How reliable is an organization that puts out a human rights council and then puts the worst abusers of human rights on it? On their human rights council. I will not be surprised to see Obama end up instead of UN. That's how corrupt and how far deep this all is. Right now, we've got Muslims and the Taliban celebrate tonight because he turned their people loose and all this and that. He's a big hero amongst them right now. But he can't say that about being here in our country that he's a big hero because most of the people I've seen and I've talked to, I'll tell you, they're pretty upset that the way he did this thing. They're pretty upset that he broke the law, openly broke the law, a law that he signed. Which tells me that his word is so good that even he don't take it.
No. He don't break his law. I'm just thinking about it breaking the law and nothing being done. But if one of us out here broke the law like they have, we'd be in jail.
His new speech is going to be, close the dummies, coal mines, won't increase your electric bill, not one dime.
Oh, crap. My electric bills went up. Heck, our electric company is...
You don't get what I'm saying. That's the same kind of thing he did with the health care bill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly what I'm
but,
doing. I'm making a pun
he
here.
Made it, okay, I understand that. And then about, what, a month later after that, he's going to turn around and say, well, I didn't say that. Just like he did on the health care bill. Oh, you took me out of contact.
Folks, there are so many articles right now going on behind the scenes that while we get focused in the news on one major item, if we were looked behind on the back pages of what's really going on, you would see that the things going on behind the scenes probably trump the main thing that they've got you look at. Well, we've all been looking at bird dog. The EPA's been going after the coal and control of the water. We've had illegals and the whole deals there going on with all that, the shams, the lies from the border into Arizona and other places, into the bigger cities and stuff. And then the $120 million playing for them on Medicare. Then you got the food fight with the potatoes and of the show against the kids and Common Core and all that. You got the attack against the free speech and the First Amendment when they're really trying to silence anybody that they don't like. They want to give Congress the right to say how much you can spend and who can spend and this and that. And then you got everything that they're doing combined. The VA is still going on. So you still got the Benghazi investigation. You still got the IRS investigation.
They won't tell the
still
truth.
Got the NSA investigation. They don't know how to tell the truth. And they've told so many lies. They can't keep it straight.
That's what I was getting ready to say. They've
told so many lies, they can't keep it straight. Folks, I'm going to nod out of here tonight. I'm going to ask Cuz Lonnie there to play a song to take us out. But I want everybody to think about something this week. I want everybody to think about something this week. I want you to think about just how far do you think it'll go before there's no saving, there's no stopping. Do you think Americans will stand up and fight back, or are we all going to sit back here and talk again while they take us over and wipe us out? They're already talking about chipping us 2017. They're already talking about, you know, you're already seeing movements trying to limit the amount of you can drive and this and that with mileage tax and highway tax and things like this, you know. They're moving their agenda right along. They did get stalled there for a little bit, 2008-09, with the Tea Party jumping up, and they didn't expect that. But now they've figured out how to go around things, and they're sailing right along doing it all. And it's not going to change. If Obama leaves and you put Christie in there or Jeb Bush in there or someone like that, it's not going to stop. They're going to finish off the agenda. They're all in it. Lonnie,
God bless you.
God bless everyone.
See you Tuesday.
Yep, God bless everybody.
Don't forget right to left. Toast tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Thursday night, Linda and I will be filling in for Miss Terry Rowland at 6 p.m.
I thought, okay.
On Patriot Education.
Gotcha.
Thank you.